Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Voicemobile at this WMFO Medford at Tufts University. And this is, yes, as I said, this is the Voicemobile. And we just want to unload this. Okay, we're good. And so it's a lovely autumnal day out there. I noticed coming along Alewife Parkway that it was absolutely... You know, the trees are starting to have color, and, you know, some of them are really beautiful. So it's a very nice time of year. And I think we're going to get a little bit of rain, but probably over the weekend again, as we have been back and forth. So this is the Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. And we'll get started with some music in a minute, but there's lots of things going on. I'll want to share some stuff with you. We'll try to unpack some of the things that are going on and going around. We're in the month of Cheshvan, and we'll talk a little bit about what that has to do. And anyway, so we'll start us off with some music here.
longing like all of us do. The blues are the sing about it. Oh, can you hear it? Can you feel it? Yes, this blues is calling. It is reaching out for you. Thank you.
The incredible Sarah Sherpa, along with Andre Matos. They were performing at the NEC, I think it was last week that I went. It was an amazing, amazing performance. She was working with the students there for a couple of days. And so part of the performance with the students and part of it was with Andre Matos on guitar. She is one of these amazing, innovative folks. What do I want to tell you about her? Just, it was brilliant, absolutely brilliant. A genre-crossing contemporary singer and improviser. Sophia Jernberg is featured on three tracks. Okay, that's one of them. Let's see now. That wasn't the track that we heard. Let's see. It says, across the 12 tracks, Sherpa and Matos employ unusual, diverse approaches to the voice-guitar relationship. The voice often takes on a background role, creating textures, grooves, or ambiances, while the guitar defines the melody or freely improvises, adding more voices piano, synth, and cello expands the duo's sonic palette, resulting in immersive and captivating musical moments that transcend language and barriers. Wow, that's just beautiful. So before that, we heard from Aline Holmesy a CD called Eclipse, which is totally appropriate because some of us got to watch the annual eclipse last Saturday. I was with a bunch of folks in Cambridge, and we got to see the very beginnings of it. It looked like the Cookie Monster took a bite out of the sun, but then the clouds kind of covered over, and you couldn't really see very much. But there are some beautiful pictures from online that you can see. Anyway, Aline Holmesy has a style of violin playing that is sensitive and musical, and she succeeds with her compositions and the collaboration of very good musicians to create an original and consistent musical ambience through this album. That's a quote of Jean-Luc Ponty. She's considered a virtuosic violinist, and this is her debut album with her group Aline's Étoile Magique. That was released in end of August. And vibraphonist Michael Davidson, guitarist Them Gill, Dan Fortin on bass, and Mauricio Marquez on drums, with special guest Jao Frade on accordion, and vocalist Felicity Williams. We'll definitely be hearing more from that. So I also played Sixth Street All-Stars. That's what I opened up with. This Blues, and the release is called Everybody on Fish Wax Records. So, as I said, there's lots of stuff going on, and I want to share with you something from World Israel News regarding the explosion that happened in the Gaza hospital. So let's see what they have to say. I think there was more news this morning. Israeli intelligence even has a recording of one Hamas terrorist telling another that the Palestinian Islamic Jihad had shot the rocket from a cemetery behind the hospital and it fell on them. This is an article by Batya Jernberg, World Israeli News. The IDF has proof that the rocket that hit a Gazan hospital Tuesday was a misfire from a Palestinian Islamic Jihad launcher, and that Hamas lied when it said it was an Israeli missile, and hundreds had been killed. Chief spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said Wednesday in a press conference, there were multiple pieces of evidence refuting Hamas's claims. At 6:15 p.m., a barrage of rockets was fired by Hamas to Israel, said Hagari. Then, at 6:59 p.m., a barrage of around 10 rockets was fired by Islamic Jihad that was close to the Albi Hospital. This was the same time that an explosion was reported at the medical center, he noted. Israel already came out with a statement shortly after the incident, saying that there had been no IDF fire at the time that hit the hospital. Hagari confirmed this and noted as well that IDF radar tracked the Gazan rocket launches at the time of the explosion. Trajectory analysis confirmed that the rockets were launched from a site close to the hospital, he said. So the kicker, however, was confirmation from Hamas itself. He shared with the journalist a translation of a recording made by Israeli intelligence of terrorists talking to each other about rockets misfiring and making specific reference to the hospital. The shrapnel, one tells the other, is not like Israeli shrapnel. And the second operative saying it couldn't have been found another place, not the hospital, to explode. They shot it from a cemetery behind the hospital and it misfired and fell on them, the first one explained. Hagari said that the terrorist organization chose to twist the story and use it for propaganda purposes. Hamas checked the reports, understood that it was an Islamic Jihad rocket that had misfired, and decided to launch a global media campaign to hide what really happened. They went as far as inflating the number of casualties. To counter the supposed casualty count, the spokesman described the process by which the IDF proved there was not even significant damage to the site. Israeli munitions, he pointed out, would have landed with real destructive force. Hagari castigated the media outlets who immediately reported the lies spread by Hamas instead of waiting for credible information. These include respected international outlets such as Reuters and not only Arab media. I want to make something clear, he stated. It is impossible to know what happened as quickly as Hamas claimed they knew. They should have seen, they should have been an initial warning sign for many. Unlike Hamas, the IDF launched an immediate examination, which was overseen at the very highest levels of command. This review was based on intelligence information, operational systems, and aerial footage, all of which we cross-checked. Hagari noted that approximately 450 rockets of the thousands launched at Israel from the Gaza Strip had fallen short into the enclave itself, and Palestinian civilians pay the price. It's just really horrible. But at least, you know, you can find some actual correct information if you are interested to know the truth. And it's really important. Also, there's something in here. Biden praises Israeli bravery, says Hamas makes ISIS look rational. Well, that's that's pretty nuts. Okay, so this is an article by the World Israel News staff. U.S. president says Israel not to blame for hospital explosion as Netanyahu calls for world to unite in effort to destroy Hamas. President Joe Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met in Tel Aviv Wednesday, shortly after Biden's arrival in Israel. Air Force One touched down just before 11 a.m. Wednesday with Netanyahu and Israeli President Isaac Herzog waiting on the tarmac to greet President Biden. After a brief reception at Ben-Gurion International Airport, Netanyahu and Biden drove to Tel Aviv, meeting at the Kempinski Hotel. The two leaders held a joint press conference before a closed-door meeting. The world is looking, declared Biden. Israel has a value set like the United States does and other democracies, and they're looking to see what we're going to do. The president lauded Israelis for their resolve, saying their courage, their commitment, their bravery is stunning. It's really stunning. I'm proud to be here. I wanted to be here today for this simple reason, so that everyone knows that the USA stands with Israel. Biden blasted the Hamas terrorist organization, saying its massacres in southern Israel on October 7th exceeded the outrages perpetrated by ISIS. Hamas committed atrocities that make ISIS look more rational. Turning to the massive explosion at the Al-Ahli Arab Baptist Hospital in Gaza City Tuesday night, which killed hundreds, Biden said it appears that a terrorist rocket misfire, not an IDF airstrike, was to blame. I was outraged by the bombing of the hospital yesterday. Based on what I've seen, it was done by the other team, not you, Biden said to Netanyahu. But there's a lot of people out there who are not sure. The world is looking. During a statement at the briefing, Netanyahu compared the October 7th invasion of southwestern Israel to both Pearl Harbor Day and 9/11. On October 7th, Hamas murdered 1,400 Israelis, maybe more. This is in a country of fewer than 10 million people. This would be equivalent to over 50,000 Americans murdered in a single day. That's 20 9/11s. That is why October 7th is another day that will live in infamy, Netanyahu said. I want to thank you for coming here today, for the unequivocal support you've given during these trying times, a support that reflects the overwhelming will of the American people. I've seen your support every day and the depth and breadth of cooperation we have had since the beginning of this war, a level of cooperation that is truly unprecedented in the history of the Great Alliance between our two nations. Above all, Mr. President, the world sees that support and the moral clarity that you have demonstrated from the moment Israel was attacked. You've rightly drawn a clear line between the forces of civilization and the forces of barbarism. You describe what Hamas did as sheer evil. It is exactly that. Netanyahu detailed Hamas's atrocities committed on October 7th and urged world leaders to unite behind the goal of destroying Hamas. Hamas murdered children in front of their parents and parents in front of their children. They burned people alive. They've raped and murdered women. They've beheaded soldiers that they searched for the secret hiding places where parents had their children. And just imagine, Mr. President, the fear and the panic of those little children in their last moments as the monsters discovered and found out their hiding places. Hamas kidnapped women, children, elderly, Holocaust survivors. I know you share outrage on this, and know you share our determination to bring these people back. You should know that here at Tufts University, as at Harvard University, letters were sent that blame Israel. I mean, what can I say? You know? People are entitled to their opinions, but that's just plain garbage. That's all I'm going to say on that. All right, let's listen to some music. It's a tough time, folks. It's a very tough time.
I loved you so since that first day. The angels let you leave and come my way. Can't you imagine how empty my future would be? Before, 'cause now you own my heart forevermore. I'll be a sailor adrift on an uncharted sea if you never fell in love with me. But if you stay, say that you're mine. Well, I'll make your life one great big valentine. We'll build a new love world for two. Oh, and we'll find joys no lovers ever knew. I wanna stay here right by your side and keep your arms forever occupied. Can't you imagine how empty my future would be if you never fell in love with me? Right by your side and keep your arms. imagine how empty my future would be if you never fell in love with me.
Okay, so, yeah, everybody has a right to their opinion, but, you know, you'd hope it'd be based on actual facts. And, you know, we look at what's going on in our House, our Congress. Those so-called leaders can't even get it together to elect a leader. It's like a bunch of children, you know. It's really disgraceful. All right, we got some music coming up from Atsilut. This is from Concert for Peace. And, yeah, we certainly need that. I don't know how we're going to get there, but let's see. We'll do something. Let's try this one once this loads up. Actually, the farmers markets are again today in Arlington. Great opportunity to get some more fresh produce. And, okay, let's go to... here we go.
Thank you. تعيشي لي يا حبيبتي يا أمي ودوم لي رضاكي أنا روحي من روحك أنت وعايشة من سر دعاكي تعيشي لي يا حبيبتي يا أمي ودوم لي رضاكي أنا روحي من روحك أنت وعايشة من سر دعاكي بتحسي بفرحتي قبل لي أنا بسنة بتحسي بفرحتي قبل لي أنا بسنة وتحسي بشكوتي من قبل ما أحس أنا ربي خليكي يا أمي يا ست الحبايب يا حبيبة يا حبيبة حبيبة ست الحبايب يا حبيبة يا أغلى من روحي ودمي يا حنينة وكل كتيبة يا ربي خليك يا أمي يا ربي خليك يا أمي يا ست الحبايب يا حبيبة يا حبيبة حبيبة
Thank you. ואוי מרים שמע שמע ישראל
Oh, vis philosophe,
This man has some pipes. That's from a CD. It's called Mizinke. And the song is Ritse. It's a Schlossberg composition. And his name is Aryeh Hurwitz. Wow. Thanks to the folks at the Israel Bookstore for that CD. They once in a while, I come in and they give me some CDs for the show. I appreciate it. So they're accompanied by the SFY Philharmonic Orchestra and Choir, arranged and conducted by Dr. Mordechai Sobel, OBM, and Ofir Sobel. Ofir Sobel is the musical director, and this is recorded and mixed at the Fishay Studios in Israel, Tel Aviv, Israel. Engineered and mixed by Zohar Salitz. Wow, I love it. Okay, so before that, we heard Baruch Levin, Shomer Yisrael. It's the CD is called Yoshi Briskman Presents Baruch Levin. Before that, the Andy Statman Quartet, If Not For, is the name of the song. And it's from a CD called Between Heaven and Earth. Before that, we heard from Atzilut. That's from the Concerts for Peace CD. And it's Sit El Habayib. Let's see, how do I say that? Habayib. Habayib. Yes. All right, so WMFO Medford. And this is The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. We're all praying for peace. We're praying for a cessation of all the bombing and that the innocent civilians and people who have been captured by Hamas will be released safely. It's just a terrible thing. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to even know what to say, but one thing's for sure. People blaming Israel doesn't reflect the facts, as they say, on the ground. October 7th was a day of infamy.